Welcome back to It Matters. It is time for our movie reviews on Fun Friday. Tim Lammers joins me each week. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Tim, I know that you are going to be talking about one of my favorite actors today, Liam Neeson. I'm so excited about it.
Liam Neeson, I tell you what, he's cranking these movies out. You know, some are better than others. I'd say this one is more like in the middle. I think you'll probably see it anyway, Kelly.
Because, yeah.
You know, he's your fantasy, you know, fantasy man.
I love
okay.
Him.
What are you going to do? So, yeah, this one's called Blacklight. Again, like Liam has done before, he plays this guy with a particular set of skills. And this time he is an off-the-books government agent for the director, the deputy director, the director of the FBI, played by Aidan Quinn. He owes this character a debt because this director of the FBI once was his army fellow soldier in Vietnam, and something tragic happened. And so he owes him a debt because they're covering up something from the past. But Liam's character, Trevor, he's tired of working for this guy. He just wants to retire. He's got this young granddaughter he wants to spend time with, but he feels tied to this guy. Finally, he just puts his foot down and says, look, I have some information on this possible conspiracy theory involving the FBI. And, you know, so things could get really ugly unless this FBI director gives in. So it's one of these, you know, government conspiracy sorts of movies. You know, at this point, though, how many of these have we seen? The scenarios just feel so familiar. It really just feels like a paint-by-numbers plot where things unfold exactly how you say they're going to unfold. At one point, my wife, I said a line out loud, and then Liam said the line. You can just see it coming, right? So, look, it's too bad because I've seen some really terrible Liam Neeson movies with terrible Liam Neeson performances. I really like him in this movie. He's a likable guy, and you see the softer sides with him and his granddaughter. I like that a lot. Aidan Quinn, another guy who I think is a terrific actor. Again, at the same time, it's like, why can't we get you in something better? Why can't we get you and Liam together in something better than this? Because you're both really, really good actors given the right material. So, you know, again, it's a Blu-ray rental. It's a DVD rental. If you want to spend a couple bucks, yeah, maybe. If you want to spend $6, I don't know if it's quite worth that much on streaming, but, you know, take it or leave it, Kelly.
This is a funny thing. I was at the chiropractic office a couple days ago, and AARP magazine has featured Liam Neeson on the cover. I'm like, oh, so I grabbed it in the waiting room and I read the whole article.
Did you take it with you?
No, I didn't. I just read it in there. But it was funny because I was thinking about you and I was wondering when we were going to be able to talk about him. But he's going to be 70 this year, he said. And he said he is just happy to be getting scripts and having the ability to do stuff. But he says that also, like, when he is asked to do those physical, you know, the those kind of things, he lets the stuntmen do that kind of stuff anymore. He doesn't do that stuff, but he'll still do like the fight scenes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting too, because this character is an aging character and he more or less admits, yeah, I'm not the guy I used to be. So, you know, when he gets into fights with younger people, gets his butt kicked, you know, they'll say something to him and he'll say something back. Look, I'm not this guy anymore. So, you know, what I'm hoping for from this guy. Now, granted, I don't know if he's ever directed, but, you know, you think about a guy like Clint Eastwood, who at some point, you know, Dirty Harry character said it, you know, a man's got to know his limitations. And, you know, Clint started settling into those roles that suited his age. So hopefully that's what Liam is going to do. But again, look, if he's capable of pulling this stuff off convincingly at 70,
yeah,
maybe he won't do it as long as he possibly can. But yeah, you know, I like him. I always have liked him. As you know, I talked with him last year for a movie called The Ice Road, where he played this, you know, over the road trucker who drove on this body of ice.
I remember that constantly
in peril. And you know what? That role fit for him because I don't think he did too much of the fisticuff stuff in that. It was more it was an action movie, but it was a different sort of role for him. So I think if he can find enough of those roles, you know, he'll fit. Now, one other thing I should add is that he was in Star Wars Episode One as Qui-Gon Jinn, the Jedi Master for Obi-Wan Kenobi, played by Ewan McGregor. That Obi-Wan series coming up, could he pop into that as a Force ghost?
Oh my gosh.
No, that's, I think, people are hoping for. And I really am hoping for that from him too.
I cannot tell you how sad I was. I never dreamed that that character would die. That's where I fell in love with Liam Neeson, I think, was that role. Because he was such a good, you know, he's such a good guy. And he looked super hot with that long hair.
Well, you know, and again, yeah, obviously you get him in a Zoom thing. You only got a couple minutes. You try to squeeze it in. And I squeezed the question in and he kind of played it off. I think it's going to happen.
God,
it's really
so.
Got to happen. I mean, he was such an important part of that first movie. And I think people felt that loss of his character. And so certainly I'm hoping that somehow, because look at Yoda's come back. The older version of Obi-Wan has come back in other movies. So why not? Why not Qui-Gon Jinn?
Why not? He was only in one, wasn't he? It was just
He was
show.
In the first one. And, you know, they dropped his voice into, I think, the last Star Wars thing they did. Also, there was a series called The Clone Wars, which took place before the events of, I'm trying to think, somehow they brought his character back. He has voiced his character again, but he's never played him on screen.
Right. Okay. Well, I would look forward to that. All right. Well, we've got a few minutes left. I have to tell you that I'm always looking for something to watch on Netflix or Hulu when I'm cooking or whatever, because that's about, I have to multitask. I can't just sit and do something. And I found this series last night, and I have to ask you if you've heard of it. It's called Candy.
No,
I thought I was going to be watching something on making candy, a reality cut type of thing. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jennifer.
No.
Jennifer. What's her name? She's married to the New Kids on the Block guy.
Oh, I don't know her name.
New she Kids on like the Block. Jennifer Beal.
Oh, yes.
Jessica Biel.
There you go.
I was thinking Jennifer Beals. That's Flashdance. No, yeah. Jessica Biel is Candy, or plays the title role. Minnesota's own Jessica Biel, although she doesn't really seem to make a big deal about it. She was born in Ely. But you know, she's really done well with, there was a show called The Sinner, you know, so she's taken on more of the television stuff, but look, streaming, I mean, it's really where it's at now.
Yeah.
And they're really putting out a lot of great content. So I know you gave me a little slice of what to expect with this. Like, it's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. And it's good. And that's what I'm looking for, is good stuff. And I know you were telling me about something, if I wanted to get HBO Max.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max. It's called The Staircase, another true crime sort of thing, like Under the Banner of Heaven, which is another great true crimes inspired series that's also on Hulu. This is on HBO Max. It's about this mysterious death of this woman who falls to her death on a staircase. Initially, the husband is a suspect. So the case isn't so cut and dry.
Yeah.
They kind of go through different scenarios of what possibly might have happened. Toni Collette, I love her. She's in the show. It's a series, a mini series, as is Colin Firth, Oscar-winning actor. Terrific actors in this piece. Patrick Schwarzenegger, I think, Arnold's son, plays one of the sons in this. Actually, it's pretty good. And he doesn't have the Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. He doesn't have any of the situation or nothing like that. I'm not making fun
That's
of it.
That's very good, know. Tim.
We all have we have the Minnesota accent. So you make fun of me if you want. But yeah, so, you know, it's a decent cast. Really compelling stuff. Only caught one episode so far. So, you know, lots of great TV out there, I'm telling you.
Definitely.
Paramount Plus also has a new Star Trek series called Strange New Worlds, which takes place 10 years before Captain Kirk arrives on the Starship Enterprise. So, you know, it's lots of great stuff. And
okay.
That sounds like I need to check out Candy so we can talk about it more.
Definitely. And I did check out the one about the other one you were telling me about, Under the Skies of Heaven.
Oh, Under the Banner of Heaven. Yeah. Yes.
I did watch a couple episodes and wow, that is very interesting. Too. So you're right on.
And another true crime thing. Again, it's a real eye opener.
Yeah.
So check it out. You really, you know, you learn a lot about the, you know, different cultures and stuff and religions when you watch these sorts of shows. Yeah. Doesn't make everybody happy if Under the Banner of Heaven. And if you're a Mormon, you might not be too happy with this show, but boy, it's an interesting show.
So Tim, if people want to go and learn more about the stuff that you're doing interviews on, I know directconversations.com is, what will they find there?
Well, I actually posted a new interview from the screenwriter of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, along with Sam Raimi, the director, along with Benedict Wong, who plays Wong, the Sorcerer Supreme in that movie. So you can catch that there. And I have something from Andrew Garfield and Gil Birmingham, who are in Under the Banner of Heaven. So you can check that out. You can read stuff. You got video, everything else.
Great. All right. Well, Tim, you have a wonderful weekend. I appreciate you being here for us.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Have a great weekend and go Liam Neeson. Woo! Check out that movie. I know you'll love it, no matter how good or bad you think it is.
It's so true. I just love him. All right. Okay. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews, brought to you by Brad Sean Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. We'll be back.